Some songs you hear and they become an anthem. They get stuck in your head and they really lift your faith. Just like the song Believer by Rhett Walker. I am a believer. Let's get the story behind the song Believer. Rhett Walker is with us this morning. Good morning, Rhett.
Hey, hey, hey.
Rhett, we're playing this song Believer, and it's one of those anthem songs that kind of gets in our head. And how did you come to write this one?
Yeah, this song has a pretty long story to it. I'll tell it to you short. I was backstage Winter Jam and was talking with a few buddies. The kids wanted to go, and we were just hanging out. And a guy that I write with, Brian Fowler, and a guy named Mitch Wong, who's from Planet Shakers, were supposed to write the next day and asked if I'd come in. And I kind of had this idea about, you know, getting back to the simplicity of the gospel. When I grew up a pastor's kid, so I've always kind of had it around me. But getting back to that moment where I first realized, like, what the grace and love that I've heard about my whole life. And what that means, you know, that's our foundation. That's what we walk in. That's where joy comes from. And so I said, let's just strip everything back and let's just get back to it. What are, man, we're water walkers. We're, you know, more than overcomers with this, to my anxiety, to stress, to a disease, to a stronghold, because of what? Because of Jesus, because we've been set free. And so it started there and it just wrote itself, you know. And then I had the song in my back pocket for a year, and we didn't really do anything with it. And it, the time happened. It was like, you know what? I think this is the season to put this song out. And people have, you know, gravitated to it. And it's kind of been cool to hear the stories about it.
Mm. Well, you mentioned you grew up as a pastor's kid. We all have that that understanding that we all have to come to our own personal decision. And, you know, growing up in that atmosphere, sometimes it can be assumed, but when did that actually, you know, become more real to you and you became a believer?
Yeah, I am a pastor's kid, and so everything you're thinking in your head is true. I've got the t-shirt to prove it. I was, you know, I sowed my wild years for sure as a teen, but I'd always been taught, you know, and always heard, and I knew all the right answers to get out of trouble in Sunday school class. You know, I could beat anybody in a sword drill. I don't know if y'all do that in Canada, where it's like, who can get to this Bible verse the fastest and you get a piece of candy? Like, I was great at that as a kid. But I kind of just, you know, walked in it. And then when I was 17 and my girlfriend was 18, we found out she was pregnant. And it was that moment, and I'll never forget when I found out. And I was like, oh, my word. Like, how do I go forward? Like, I'm not even graduated from high school yet. Like, I don't have a job. How do I take care of a baby? And then, you know, I told my parents, and we kind of started walking in this. And in that moment, man, it was like, this is what grace is about. Like, I watched the church rally around me and my wife, and they were like, man, we're going to walk through this with you. And then I felt and I knew this love, and I dove into the word, and I was like, man, I can't go to heaven on my dad, who's a pastor's coattails. Like, if I really believe I'm forgiven for past mistakes, if I believe that his grace covers all, if I believe that me and this, my girlfriend and this kid can have a future, it's only because of Jesus. And if I believe it, it's got to be because Rhett believes it. And so we got married. We got four kids now. Wow. They're 15, 12, 7, and about to be 2, which is nuts in my house. There's 6 people and a dog. But it was that moment, man. And so me and her got married. We've been married 16 years this year. And we surrendered our marriage. We surrendered that kid. And we both surrendered our lives and said, we cannot do this on our own. We'll screw it all up. We'll mess up every single moment. God, we give it to you. And we trust that you're all-knowing and all-powerful. We know that, and we're going to watch what you do with this life and this baby and this family. And so it's been a cool ride, man, since the beginning, for 16 years to just watch God do this. You know, I think people forget, like, writing music and doing this, and for you being in radio, like, it's our job. It's our career. It's how we make money. But this is our passion. I grew up wanting to do this. And then to watch what God does in a song, you know, and to hear how words I needed for my own soul that I poured out on the paper, you know, ministers to people coming through your airwaves, and you do it. It's just really cool to watch what God does in all of this.
The song is Believer, and we've been speaking with Rhett Walker. Thanks, Rhett.
Anytime, brother, man. Anytime.